Hi, I'm sorry, I got disconnected. That was basically my phone and my ear touched at the wrong spot. I'm sorry about that.
No worries. No worries. That happens to me every once in a while, too. I think it happens to all of us. Okay.
Yeah. I'm in the process of paying for my food.
Oh, gotcha. Gotcha, gotcha. All right. So I need to do a little fill-in on my own here quick. My little checklist. Phil, I don't need the digits yet, but the credit card that you're using today, does a middle initial appear for your name or no?
My name is Phil Jones.
Perfect. I got that part, but you might have had another one in there.
No. My legal name is Phil Jones.
Really? You don't have a middle name?
No.
Wow. Okay. I thought you were pulling my leg.
Why would I do that?
Well, I don't know, because you're a smarty pants.
No, I'm truthful. Yeah.
Hey, Phil, are you by any chance bilingual?
Not that good.
Okay, no worries. It's something, if you are, we could highlight and people get excited over that. Some people.
I understand. Yeah, especially with the Spanish people speaking people in the area.
Exactly, exactly. But no problem. All right, let's see here. Okay, so services, we're going with lawn care. And I'm going to say lawn maintenance. So what I'm doing is I'm going to list out your services kind of as keywords, so the various ways people could search. So lawn care, lawn maintenance.
Grass cutting, weed eating, trimming.
Perfect. Okay. Bush trimming.
Spring cleanup, fall cleanup of yards. Okay.
Got it. Okay. Bush and hedge trimming?
Yes.
Okay. What about lawn edging?
That's a trimming. Edging, trimming. Yeah, okay. Oh. Good edging. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
What about, like, aerating? Is that something you do?
No, I'm not a landscaper.
Okay, good, because I don't know how to spell that word, honestly. I just thought of that. I'd have to go look it up. Okay. Oh, I'm going to say we got to put raking in there.
Always got to rake the stuff up to get done.
Now, do you haul off as well?
Well, anybody's going to do a big extra fee because, you know, gas is not cheap.
Right. Well, I would expect you to charge for it.
Yeah, at least $20, $30 more because basically I got to basically empty my truck out and then come back and haul that stuff off.
Yeah, okay. Do you not want me to put the haul off portion in there?
No, because basically people expect me to, because, you know, they want you to haul off as yes, you do, but, you know, I can talk to someone about that when I get there, you know what I'm saying? You know.
Yep, got you. All right. Any other services that you offer that we might have missed?
What do you got so far?
So, lawn care, lawn maintenance, grass cutting, weeding, trimming, spring cleanup, fall cleanup, bush trimming, hedge trimming, lawn edging, raking. I'm going to say weed eating because somebody will search that.
Yeah.
Okay. Any others? Or any other ways to say those?
Not that I think of, that's it.
Okay. If you think of any others, just you can let your tech know when you talk to them for your onboarding call, which we'll set up here in just a second.
Okay. When would that be, today or tomorrow?
Let me look and see what we've got. In fact, that's actually
I'm supposed to be doing a yard today, but I might basically make time for you because I know we're going to talk to each other today.
Awesome. So let's see, we could do, what do we got here? So I've got a noon, one, two, That doesn't look right. Hold on. Yeah, that's not right. Sorry, we back up. 11. Now, we're not going to make it. We won't be done enough shit. Let me see.
Well, I prefer to do tomorrow because basically I'm supposed to be a customer today anyway. I prefer to do tomorrow.
Perfect. So then we've got something every hour on the hour starting at 10 a.m. going through last one would be 6 p.m. would be last available.
Which would be 8 p.m. my time because y'all 2 hours ahead of me.
Oh, no, I was talking in your time. So,
tomorrow, okay, sorry.
Yeah, no worries. You know, I do that time conversion. Otherwise, I get goofed up. Is there, you got morning or afternoon?
I'd rather do it evening, basically, around about 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock it is.
Eastern time. Make sure we're on the same page.
Okay, I'm sorry, one more time.
Eastern time. Eastern time, Washington, D.C., New York.
Yes, of course, of course. So I'm gonna build that calendar appointment here real quick, and oops, then I'll send that to you too. Okay. There it is. So there's, we'll need to deal with this email when you're able, but it's not.
Right now I'm driving.
Of course, now you're driving.
Yeah, you go to the store, you got to get back from the store, so you got to either walk or drive, so I'm driving. So.
You bet. There we go. Okay. And no worries. We, like I said, when we get to the end, there are only a couple of emails that you'll need to take care of. We'll just deal with them at the end.
By that time, I will be through driving and it basically be good. So, yeah.
Perfect. Okay, let me get you in there. So, there it is. Okay. Double check that. Looks good. Okay, so there's, in your inbox is going to be a calendar appointment that's holding your slot for tomorrow for your onboarding call. Except,
when I have time. One second, you're driving.
No worries. I thought I goofed something up there for a second. I had to go double check it. And then I've got to put this in one more spot. On somebody else's calendar, too. Yeah, tomorrow's the second already. Good grief.
Yeah, today's first.
Yeah. Happy September, by the way.
Yeah. Many things happen in September.
What's that?
Many things happen in September. Many things. A lot of things on the calendar.
Yes.
Labor Day is one of them. That's why I'm trying to make sure I get my thing up so basically I can have more in front of more people because people won't get the yard done this weekend for the party, you know.
You got it.
I'm trying to get that turn back on as soon as possible. That's what I'm saying, you know, as soon as I get aboard, you know, the more money I can make. So I can make my $300 back.
Absolutely. Okay, no Facebook business page. Let's see. Website
I'm
needed.
I'm trying to set that up right now.
Oh, no worries. Don't worry about it. We don't need to do that right now. Okay. Now, you don't have a domain name yet. Is that right?
No. Like I said, my name is the name, but I don't have made it for my company.
Get it.
No.
All right. Perfect. Making a note for the tech that you'll be working with.
So you basically got to create all this stuff.
What's that?
You're going to have to create me a domain name and also help me get my Facebook page up and running.
Yep, exactly, exactly. Okay, and then you do want the call tracking, I would assume, where we can track how many clicks and calls you're getting so you know what's going on?
Yes.
Okay, I thought so. I would advise it. So then I'm
kind of hard to do that when you're on when you're working all the time. You just have to pick up a computer, which is called only which you do with the phone.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So
I'm gonna do with you all day long. I'm gonna do my job. Nope, we're not.
Yeah. And I've got another text or a text on the way to you, informational, not to worry. And then another option already included is it's called our Splash app. it's an app that you can download from the Play Store, and it installs on your existing cell phone. The app itself has its own phone number, which would be a local number to you. What some companies do is they use...
I don't have that kind of time to go through all that crap. So, yeah. So basically, yeah. I just basically, they call me directly, I answer them directly, you know, so I don't have to worry about all the other stuff. I don't have nobody to hide from me. So, yeah, no.
No problem.
You're basically trying to hide something from somebody else. Listen, no, I ain't trying to hide.
I know, and, you know, not everybody likes it, and not everybody uses it, and... So that is no problem.
You don't understand what I'm saying. Basically, why would I hide my information? I'm trying to get you to contact me. And
right.
This is my business, so, you know.
Yep. You bet.
Well, make it easy for everybody to find me. I'm trying to make you hard.
Yeah, exactly.
There's too many information. Exactly. Keep it simple.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay. For us to contact you, do you prefer phone, text, or email, or are all of the above okay?
Phone and text. Email, like I said, I'm on the computer all the time.
Got you. Okay.
Because I don't check my emails that often. I check my phone all the time.
You know, email is kind of dying. I don't check.
No, it's not dying. It's just basically it's kind of hard to text you when you're basically working. You know,
right,
and at work, they don't want you to check your email.
Yeah, doggone it.
So, yeah.
Okay. And then, Phil, what is your, what are your hours of operation that you want to show?
7 to 7. 7 in the morning to 7 in the evening, but most of the rest of the time is going down. I basically said from daylight, dawn to dusk, however you want to put it, you know.
And then is that Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
That's for Monday through Saturday. Sunday I'm off because I got to have some time to sleep and rest.
Absolutely you do. And then did you want any type of payment integration on your website? So if you accept like Venmo or PayPal, I think...
No, because it's all just a surcharge. And I don't like surcharges. I don't try to make another company rich.
Got you. You prefer cash and check.
Cash mainly, then check. I can take it, but it takes 3 days to go to my bank. But
yeah, checks are not that much fun anymore, for sure. Okay, well, if they ever were. All right, and then let me see here. Okay, I'm doing some fill-ins. And then, so it's Phil Jones Lawn Services as the company name. Is that right?
Yes, okay. Yes, yes.
Is there Inc. or LLC or anything behind that, Phil, or just
nope,
as it is?
No. Mm-hmm. Trying to make it simple. I'm a simple person.
Gosh. Nice. And then are you still at 548 Peregrine Street, Virginia Beach?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. 23462?
Yes, ma'am.
Beautiful. And then I assume your cell phone is also your business number.
Yes, ma'am. So like I said, I'm not trying to be complicated.
Perfect. Perfect. Nope, that's, you know, I can't remember the last time that I set someone up where their business number was different from their cell number. It's just how everybody operates these days.
It's easier.
It is. It really is. It really is.
And if your family knows you got to big business because they just had to eat, so they don't mind.
Right.
I'm like, So that got to work. So, you know, I'm glad you're doing that. So, I mean, we got food and clothes. So, hey, that's good. You know?
Honey, key, right?
Yeah. So they don't mind when you're working, as long as you don't work too much.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Okay, I'm going to run through here. I got to double check, make sure I've got everything that I'm supposed to. That looks good. Okay. All right, we're looking good. So we'll do billing now. I'll set up your subscription. That'll just take me a couple seconds, couple minutes, I should say. And make sure you've like got your discounts in there for you. Come on, machine, think faster. There we go. I like when the computer goes fast. Okay. And have you by chance stopped driving yet, Phil?
Yes, I'm stopped driving, but I'm putting stuff away.
Awesome. I'm going to have you dig for your credit card here in just a minute. Let's see. There we are. Okay. So part of my job is double and triple checking, and then when you sit down with your tech, they'll quadruple check, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. On the card that you're using, does the company name show or just your first and last?
Same name.
Okay. And then phone number attached to the card, I assume you go for yourself.
Yes.
And same on the address.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Why did it wipe it out on me?
Because computers are being confused. They like to make it work.
You right? They really do. They don't move as fast as you want them to. They make you stumble up and do things you wouldn't otherwise do. Kidding. All right. Is this going to be Master, Visa, Amex, or Discover today, Phil?
It's going to be a Visa debit card.
All right. Okay, I'm ready for those digits when you are.
4,022312.
No, back up. You gotta go a little slower than that. 4,000. Oh, so the first one is 4,000. Okay, got it.
2, 2.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 2,2,2,3.
Okay.
1,2,0,9.
Got it.
8,9,3,4. Sorry.
No worries.
And repeat it back to make sure I said it correctly.
You bet. So 4,0,0,0,2,2,2,3,1,2,0,9,8,9,3,4.
Correct.
Perfect. And what's the expiration, please?
May 2025.
All right. And then that three-digit code somewhere on the back. I think
08. Yeah, most cards are three-digit codes. 084.
Got it. All right. Let me update that.
You want to cut my zip code?
I'm sorry, what was that? You broke up just a little bit.
I said you already have my zip code. You have that already anyway.
Yes.
Zip code.
Yep, I sure do. I'm on a different screen, so I'm not actually looking at it. But yes, I do have your zip. All right. So I just ran that through. So now we have to deal with emails. Well, and I'll explain the text that I sent to you too. So let's do text first. Everything that I sent over is informational. So there's a link about the call tracking for you. You can check that out. The others, my contact information, so you can put me in your phone. I'm the lead on your account. If you ever have questions or problems, be sure to let me know, and I'll either fix it myself or I'll find who can. And then another text in there is to reach our tech department. So to reach your tech, you can put their number in your phone also. And then for your onboarding call tomorrow, that's actually the 877 number is what will show up on your caller ID. So that'll be your tech calling. What else did you get, like? I think that's it for tech. Are you still there?
Okay. I'm still here. I'm doing two things at once.
Oh, gotcha. And then next are the emails. So if we go in the order I sent them, first one is informational on your dashboard and analytics. The second one titled Google and Facebook Marketing, I think is how it reads on the subject line. That one is the exact price and package. I wanted you to have that in writing for your records, basically as a quote. Next is a calendar appointment. That one I do need to have you open, and the subject line on that is Local Splash CIE. Did you find it?
Trying to see where it's at now. I'm looking at something up here. Gail Blake. Which one you want to open?
The one that the subject line is Local/CIE.
Local/. Okay. Okay. Well, what do you want to do? What's here?
There should be a yes, no, maybe option. If you please hit the yes. I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
I said, all I see is a, it says Local Splash. It says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice below. And it says, click here. Now I say, click here.
Oh, okay. We need to deal with that one too. Perfect. Go ahead and go through that. I'm actually going to read that to you. We have to do a recorded voice verification, which is a duplicate of that. So go ahead and just on the bottom, it should ask you to type your name. And then, see, then it'll take you to a login screen. And that's where we want to be.
Okay, login screen for your username and password. Okay.
Perfect. So they will get you those login credentials tomorrow during your onboarding call. So don't worry about that for now. And I'm going to make sure that it updated over on this end. Perfect. Okay, it did. And then there's one more email that we're still missing. It's the calendar appointment. Unless you found that and I didn't hear you when you did it.
I got three emails from, okay, invite Local Splash IG, okay, I see that one now. Okay, yes.
Perfect. Thank you. Oops, and I need to make a note here, too. Yes.
And yes.
What was that, Phil?
No. I'm just talking to myself out loud.
I gotcha. You do that all the time.
You need to do on Local Splash IG and email.
There we go. Okay, perfect. Oh.
I already hit yes. What else I need to do? Close it?
Possibly, yes. For some reason, it's not updating over on this end. Oh, I think you might have hit the no.
No, I hit yes. I hit no for yes.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I'm gonna send it again. Oh, there it is. Now it shows as a perfect. It's perfect, Phil. You're good on that one. All right, let me fill a couple more things in over here, and then we'll do that voice verification, and then I'll be able to let you back to your day.
Yeah, because the people waiting on me.
All right. There we go. Perfect. All right. So, voice verification. She is 9-1 already. Okay. So, the voice verification is required of us as Google channel partners, and it is recorded and attached to your file as an added form of protection for you. Couple places in here, well, several places, there'll be voice prompts for you. So I'm just going to go right ahead and jump in. Apologies for my pup. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order and for the sake of the recording, please state the full name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google.
Phil Young Lawn Services.
Thank you. And please state your name and title within the business.
Phil Jones, owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
In order to ensure the accuracy of your order and to get the best results, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to phone calls and texts coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
Thank you. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
What do you mean?
So if you add Instagram or TikTok or other social medias, run ads on Google and things like that, so we can make sure that it's still all integrated into your Google business profile and your website, so that there's everything points to you still and you don't lose page rank.
Okay, so basically any other social media besides you and Angie's List.
Yep. Yep, exactly. And it's not that you can't do it, obviously. Just let us know so we can make sure everything still ties and does what it's supposed to do.
Okay.
Perfect. Let's see. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged on today's date, September 1st, 2022, in the discounted non-refundable amount of $298, the breakout of which is $199 for your first month and a one-time only $99 setup fee. Going forward, next month and following, your rate is $199 per month, and that's a flat rate to which there are no hidden taxes, additional click fees, call fees, or charges of any kind. Should you choose to pause or discontinue for any reason, you may do so by contacting client support at least 3 days prior to the billing date.
Okay. At least 3 days. Okay. So.
Yeah. And I missed a line. This is a recurring payment that will take place again on the first of every month. Should you choose to pause or discontinue for any reason, you may do so by contacting client support at least 3 days prior to the billing date after November 11th. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes. Basically, that's from now, at least 3 days before the first of the month.
Yes, sir. And then a reminder to make your onboarding call tomorrow. They'll send out a reminder, I think, by text and email, I believe an hour before. And if for some reason you can't make it, just let us know. We can always reschedule it. And then something else just to make note of, we do not come back asking you for anything above or beyond that $199. What may happen, it doesn't happen all the time, but it happens sometimes. When we list you out in the directories, for example, Yelp is actually known, they're notorious for this. We're listing you with a free listing, which is all you need. But Yelp, being that now they have your information because we listed you on their directory, they might call you and ask you for a subscription. Some of them are really cheap, $3 a month, $5 a month, whatever it is. But I want you to know you don't have to do that. If you pay them, it doesn't do anything to help your listing. It doesn't hurt it either. But I just want you to know you don't need to shell out any more money. So whatever they tell you, example, Yelp calls and says, Phil, you need to upgrade to this, or I don't know what their or else would be. Just ignore it. I don't want you thinking that it's us calling.
Okay.
I had a client just last week that I didn't think to even mention that to him, and three different companies had called, and he signed up for one, and I'm like, oh man, go cancel it. That's not us. We don't ask for more money, and you don't need it to be on First Page. So I don't like to see you wasting money.
Not the worst.
All right.
I like to waste money.
Exactly. All right, so before I let you back to your day, do you have any questions for me?
Okay, so the billing cycle started now. Basically, the guy's going to call tomorrow at 5 o'clock, and basically I have all my information ready to set up my account. Anything else?
Yes, sir. No, you are all set. And congratulations, by the way. I'm excited for you.
Thank you.
Keep an eye on you and watch where you go. And if you need anything, please don't hesitate to reach me.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Have a good day, Phil. Bye-bye.
Thank you.